X. It's the Morning X. Jason, Dick, and friends. Earlier today, a little episode of the Bumbles, I brought up the borderline real talk topic about my girlfriend's kid, Bumbleito. How he's 13 years old, and now there's people mad at me. There's people, no one agrees with me. Nobody's on my side, which is kind of the point of every bit we do around here, by the way. The thing is, my dude's 13 years old. He still watches nothing but cartoons, not grown-up cartoons, kids' cartoons, and he plays with plushies. What's the big deal? And that was the point. I was just asking, is this something that we should concern ourselves with as parental figures and parental figures adjacent? And everybody said, just let him be a kid. Let him be a kid, whatever.
Kids will be kids, you know?
Is my experience colored because I was doing things, ladies, when I was 13?
Gross.
What's gross, Emily? A man and a woman finding a young man and a young woman?
A child and a child?
A male and a female finding love in another is gross to you?
Yes.
Golly, good luck. Good luck to your future husband is what I say.
They're out there.
Anyway, everybody said, let the kid be the kid. And that's good. That's the feedback I was hoping for.
Because it means you don't have to do anything.
Yeah,
that means you don't have to deal with it.
Kimberly, who I'm pretty sure signed up for Twitter just to yell at me. And by the way, I'm glad that at Kimberl39465339 was available. That would suck if you signed up for Twitter and it's like, oh, I'm too late. I couldn't get the handle that I wanted. So give her.
She had to add a letter or two.
Yeah. Still zero followers. Give her a follow at Kimberl39465399. Tweets at the Morning X. As a mom, I'm more worried about a grown man's fixation on a 13-year-old not showing signs of being interested in sex. Then said 13-year-old, just because you were that way doesn't mean it's normal. I've raised 3 sons. That came later for all. Well, it's unfortunate about your developmentally challenged sons, Kim Burrell. That's what I would say. Just kidding.
You guys are so close to making
it. I know. I thought this was going to be a nice
It's a creepy
thing.
Topic, honestly. If I was dating a man that fixated on my kid, I'd dump him and sever all ties.
Okay, don't focus on Bumbleito at all. Acknowledge him anymore.
Well, that is probably good advice for Bumbleita.
Bumbleina?
Bumbleina.
Yeah.
We need the content, so stay with Jason, please. We need the Bumbles to go at least like 5 seasons.
Yeah.
I know people like to keep track of the consultant feedback. Because the consultant loves the Bumbles. He's like, this is great. It's got a musical element that goes with it. I love everything about it. Maybe you shouldn't hear today's where I'm upset that my 13-year-old step person thing is not getting it on.
Look, this is just a very special...
I'm not encouraging him to get it on. I just wondered.
Yeah.
All right? Should my dude be watching some live-action shows yet, okay?
No. You can get it onto cartoons.
Again, I would tell you.
Would it kill him to play with a baseball bat or a golf club or a basketball?
Don't you have a softball team? Invite him to the softball team. Teach him these things. If you think that he should be watching these shows and doing these things, do them together.
We've got VR now. He can do whatever he wants, virtually or...
Oh, my God. If he was good at Oculus Sports, that would be perfect.
That would be really cool.
That would be perfect. Jason, I hit the ball 400 feet in cyber space.
Maybe he could join Space Jam. He could be on Bugs Bunny's team.
Look, that's why I don't...
That's kind of the plot of that.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care if he doesn't like sports or doesn't want to. That's why I was bringing it up, because I don't know. This is my first week in the parental adjacent game. I'm just trying to figure out, is this something to be concerned about? And you guys said no, and so I'm like, okay, cool. Then Kimberly has to come in here and start yelling at me. I'm just kidding, Kimberly. We're good. We made up.
Yeah.
We're fine. Yeah. What up, X? It's the Morning X. Jason, Dick, and friends. With passes to see Jaws on the Water, they're doing it every Saturday through August 21st. Highbeamevents.com for all the details on tickets. We have some to give away and go.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man.
You're stupid.
Let me just pre-play this here. Emily.
What does that mean?
Have you seen Jaws?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I take it back.
Okay, thank you. My dad traumatized me with Jaws.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he told me, he said, hey, Emily, come out here. I want to show you something funny on the TV. And I was like, okay. Walked out. And it was the scene where the head floats out of the bottom of the boat.
Yeah.
I was traumatized.
That's a real shark.
Yeah. That's a real dad.
Real show. All right, contestant. Hi, Alex.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up, buddy? I'm going the hallway. Good luck.
Alex, we've got three trivia topics for you to choose from. You're going to pick one of those. And if you get more right than Jason, you will be going dipping your toes in the water out of Valente Beach. And your topics are, which German composer wrote that? Basketball movies. That should be the appropriate response to that. Basketball movies better than Space Jam 2 or World War II trivia?
Oh, come on. All right. Let's do... Basketball movies?
Yes.
Better than Space Jam 2.
Excellent.
Thank goodness.
Excellent.
No composers.
I don't love these questions, by the way.
Hey, man.
Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
I hate the game.
Hate the consultant. Number one, basketball movies better than Space Jam 2, according to Rotten Tomatoes. What NBA star played a geriatric Rucker Park legend who comes out of retirement to win a street ball tournament in Uncle Drew? What NBA star player played an old man basketball player in Uncle Drew?
Okay, let's pivot. Let's go to World War II.
You know what? I'm going to allow it. This is fun. Jason's not in here. You don't know. Nobody tell him.
I realize in this moment, I don't know anything about basketball.
That's fine. So. World War II trivia.
Let's do it.
All right. The Axis powers were primarily made up of what three countries? What were the three main countries of the Axis powers?
Oof.
If you ask, I will not go German composer. I will not do that. You're stuck with World War II.
I don't want to do that either.
I don't want to do that. Can we just do a whole new series of questions here?
You know what, let's just tell Jason you went 3 for 3. No, we're Axis powers. Go, Alex. What three countries?
What no three hits. No hits. Come on. You got it. There's
right,
three.
Germany.
Okay.
France.
Okay.
Poland.
No. Germany, Italy, Japan. That's who we're looking for.
Okay, well, literally no one knows that.
No. Hopefully Jason doesn't. What country did British troops pull out of during the Dunkirk evacuation? What country did they pull out of during the Dunkirk evacuation?
England.
France.
Ah.
They went to England. They were going France to England across the channel. All right.
Oh, come on. All right. Give me that one.
No. Number three. What iconic photo was taken after the Battle of Iwo Jima? What iconic photo was taken after the Battle of Iwo Jima? Just tell me what they did in this picture.
They were, they're soldiers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of them.
Okay.
Alex talks and... like me.
If you mean it takes too long to get to the point, yes.
They were lifting a flag?
I will give you that. It's the Marines raising the flag.
There you go.
Right. Hold on, Alex. Get Jason back in here. Alex chose World War II trivia.
Seemed a little laborious.
You know how you always complain when I hold court?
Alex,
now I know how you feel.
A court holder?
Yeah, a little bit. Oh. But it was fine. It was good. We all had fun.
Well played, Alex.
We had some good banter.
We chose World War II trivia, and he only got one correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not good on
that. It was a struggle.
That's not a good one for me.
I will tell you, it was a struggle for poor Alex. Yeah. So.
Number one.
Know about Inglorious Bastards. That's about it.
Oh.
Gorlami.
That's not going to help you here. Maybe. The Axis powers were primarily made up of what three countries?
I got to get all three?
Yes.
You jerk.
Axis powers, three countries. Go.
God dang it.
Like always we do this one every single time we do World War II trivia.
But to see, here's the thing. Is like, even if you can get all three, those might be the Allied powers, bro. Who knows? Who knows which one's Axis ally?
The only one that knows is Nick. He's the evil one here.
Okay.
Just grinning, loving your suffering right now.
This is exactly why I do World War II trivia.
Allied powers must be us.
Or were they allied against us?
If it was us, you wouldn't have commented that if it was not us. So, way to disrespect the integrity of the game. Okay, so it was us.
Or did I double disrespect
England?
Disrespect?
And who else? Like Australia and Canada? I don't know. Somebody who didn't pitch in nothing. The Axis powers.
Someone new. Okay.
The Axis powers are the bad guys. And those are... No, God. Dang. Oh, I got it.
Okay.
I got it.
Okay. Go.
Gorlami. Because the bad guys are Germany, Japan, and Gorlami, Italy.
Yes.
Holy F. Tarantino, we did it, buddy. Me and you. Me and you.
Also, I don't know if the Allied powers are just three, but I'd say it's us, England, and Russia. And Russia did a heck of a lot.
Oh, did they?
Oh, my God, yes.
Good job. Well, Australia, what were you, just chilling out with kangaroos as usual?
They may have just been a part of England
back
then.
Thanks a lot, man.
Number two, for the win, what country did British troops pull out of during the Dunkirk evacuation?
I saw that one.
I was going to say, have you seen Dunkirk?
Me and you, Christopher Nolan, we can do it. What country
did British troops pull out of during the Dunkirk evacuation?
Pulled out Dunkirk.
You know about pulling out.
It was right across the water. England's right over there, right? Yeah. And so where did they come from? It was right over there. Where would it be?
It's just right there. Come on.
I don't know, man.
You know.
I don't know.
That thing.
Sorry, I'm just staring into the abyss now. I'm trying to think of Dunkirk, and all that comes into my mind is Jojo Rabbit. I'm like, different movie! Different movie!
That is very
they
different.
They both had old world, old school town type places.
What was the World War I one? I was thinking you're going to confuse with that one. Not Hacksaw Ridge. It's where they just run all the way to whatever, because some guy's
Forrest
dead.
Forrest Gump.
No.
No.
What? Shawshank. Somebody's dead?
No, it's shot like it's one take, but it's not.
Birdman.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Sam Mendes.
Yes. That World War II film.
It's the same director. No. That's in Iñárritu Echeverría.
This isn't the question.
No. What country?
Yeah.
It's Taika Waititi. Yeah, that's the guy.
He also did the...
What country
Leo
did
walking
troops
through the
pull out of
Revenant? Golly.
In the Dunkirk evacuation. So that's the guy that's
I don't know. France.
Yes.
Alex, I've defeated you. Hold on. We do have a prize for you.
I really want you to go to Italy again. What iconic photo was taken after the Battle of Iwo Jima?
I was pretty sure that it was France, by the way. I made it seem like it was a guess, but I know things. It's that one where the sailor comes home and he just grabs a woman off the street and bends her over and kisses her. Toxic, by the way. Canceled that guy, that photo.
No, it's the Marines raising the flag.
Less toxic than that dude.
If you know the backstory. Yeah. A little toxicity there. They kind of faked it.
The Marines raising the flag?
They didn't like one guy.
What about that dude who kissed that lady?
Didn't they know each other?
Is he over?
No, nobody knew her. She had a boyfriend overseas. He was like, what the F? But that was VJ Day.
VJ Day?
Victory over Japan Day, I believe.
Oh,
maybe it was VE Day.
I don't know.
It's definitely
Where's my
VD
sailor?
Day.
Come make out with me.
Boss, when you yell at me for how long we went over the thing on this segment, just look at all the historical education we're giving to the kids, all right? It's for the kids.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.